How's it going? Well, all right. I thought it was a great start for our team to go out there on a tough road game and to win the way that we did. I think it was exciting, but at the same time, we know that we've got a tough group coming in here this week, and we got to get ready to play. And I think everybody's turned the page on that, and now we're back to work.
You've never faced the Patriots since you left. With that in mind, how's it feel with that game a few days away?
Well, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. I think that, again, I'm excited about our group, but at the same time, I'm excited to be playing a good team that historically, you know, has probably been the one of the most consistent teams over the last decade. And so it'll be a great challenge for us, see where we're at as a team. And, you know, like any other game, though, it's just the next game on the schedule for us.
From your time there, and does it seem like a long time ago now that it's been, what, 5, 6 years?
Yeah, it's been 6 years now, and I have a great fond memories. You know, I'm forever grateful for them giving me the start, Coach Belichick and Scott Pioli and those guys, of drafting me, you know, really with somebody who hadn't started a game in college and giving me an opportunity to grow, to learn. And I feel very fortunate and blessed that I had that opportunity to do that and, you know, help me mature into the player that I am today.
The relationship you and Tom had through that, and have you been able to kind of keep up, and what's it been like, just the two of you, kind of as you've grown in this league?
Tom and I have remained close friends throughout this entire process, you know, and I think even in the off season we play golf together, we see each other, we see each other's families, and it's a relationship that I'm, you know, very fortunate to have. He's a guy that I bounce stuff off of. We talk every other week. We probably won't talk this week, I'm guessing, but at the same time, you know, he's a great friend. He was a great mentor to me when I was there. And like I said, I'm really grateful that I had that opportunity to work with him and learn from him.
Some of the things that he helped develop you as a young quarterback, your first 3 years before you started in 08, how did he help you?
Right. You know, I think the one thing that I mean, there's a number of different things I took away from Tom, but one of the main things was his leadership and how he approached his leadership, his work ethic, and each and every day, his accountability to knowing the offense and being accountable. And I used this example before, but I remember when I was a young quarterback, and we were out at practice, and I forgot a motion. I still hit the pass, but he got after me pretty good about forgetting the motion. And the whole point to why he did it, he said, look, you can't be a guy and seen as a leader if you're making mistakes, simple mistakes on the field. You can't be a guy that goes up and tries to get after somebody else if you're making those mistakes. And I thought it was a great point, and I've carried that with me wherever I've gone. And just his approach, you know, I think that his approach was tremendous, and I really learned a lot from him.
Familiarity is everything. How much has the team, the Vikings, tapped you for what you know, Belichick, of their personnel, and can it be useful since it's been so long since you've been there?
I don't know. You know, it's been 6 years again. Schemes change. They're obviously doing some different stuff now. They're doing a lot more no huddle than what they do. And again, it's sometimes personnel based, you know, and we were kind of 3 wide receiver, 4 wide receiver sets when I was there. And they have some great tight ends there as well. So there's really not a ton that I can offer them at this point, and especially 6 years down the road, because like, you know, things just change constantly in the NFL.
Time there and kind of getting to sit behind Tom for where you are now and developing.
Oh, well, I mean, I think I give all the credit to that. You know, the fact that I was able to, as a young player, come in and learn from one of the best, if not the best, over his career, and really just each and every day watch the process that he went through, how he broke down defense, asked questions, and then also for him to be so good to me to actually answer those questions and not blow me off like, hey, get out of here, you know. So, I mean, it was huge for my development as a player.
Like to work with?
He's great. You know what? He's a fun kid. He's still young. You know, he's silly, but at the same time, he takes his work seriously. He wants to be successful, and he's one of those guys that, you know, I think that he'll be the first one to tell you, and I've said this before also, that he's still growing a lot as a player, as a receiver. He hasn't played a ton of football, but he has tremendous attributes. He has tremendous physical ability, and I think that as long as he continues to work hard, continues to be eager to grow, He could be a very good player in this league.
To a certain extent, how does he lobby?
He sits next to me in the locker, so I mean, he's constantly lobbying. He brings me cookies sometimes. I mean, he does all kinds of nice things.
Play ISO?
Oh, aren't all receivers open on every single play? Yeah, for sure. Hey, I'm open. Just throw me the ball.
What's the feel in the locker room going into this week?
You know, it's like I said, we were all excited about the win last week, but as coach would tell us, you know, hey, we've got to turn the page. We all have things that we need to work on, you know. Offensively, we've got a number of different things that we have to work on, get better at, because we have to make progress to get better as a team, especially against a team like this that's coming in that, you know, they'll take advantage of your weaknesses. And so we've got to clean up the stuff that we had problems with or issues with and then continue to get better. And I know that this group will do that.
Growing the most in his game in the year plus that you two have been together now?
I think his route running ability just his route running in general has gotten much better. And I think his overall knowledge of defensive scheme and understanding how he wants to release against certain coverages and stuff like that. I think he's worked hard this offseason, and these OTAs and mini camps and everything that we went through this offseason was huge for him.
What do you view as sort of the hallmark of a Bill Belichick defense?
Well, I know that they've always predicated, themselves on being a big physical front, you know, 3-4 front, stopping the run, setting the edge in the run game. And you have to also be conscious of what those safeties are doing, because they really try to disguise. They do a good job of disguising and will set up some doubles on the outside and do those kind of things as well. So you just can't get trapped into thinking that you've got something without really being knowledgeable of what that safety's trying to accomplish.
How often do they bring that?
You know what? They bring a fair amount of blitz. I mean, but it's not like we saw last week, where I think we probably had 40% blitz last week, and a lot of it was max pressure. Now they'll bring their fair share, and you never know when you go into one of these games, they might change their scheme up and say, "Hey, well, we want to blitz you guys." But overall, it's not as much as what we faced last week.
What's it like going up against Darrelle Revis? I know you probably did it at least a couple times when he was with the Jets and you were there.
Well, you respect Darrelle Revis anytime he's on the field. Obviously, he's got tremendous ball skills. He's a guy that covers down one-on-one tremendously well. So you always have to be conscious of where he's at. At the same time, you can't be afraid to take a shot. And, you know, if the read takes you there and that's where you need to go with the ball, you have to be able to do that and challenge him at times as well.
See, having Adrian back on the field?
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, you know, some of those cuts that he makes, I mean, they're just special. And so anytime we can have him in the backfield, it's great for me and it's great for the rest of us, because I think it alleviates some pressure on us in the pass game, and also the defense has to account for him.
As you've been, does Belichick kind of change up a game plan one week to another more than any of the other areas?
Right. I definitely would consider them a game plan, you know, team in general, whether it's defensively or offensively. I know that they've tried to take certain people out of a game plan. He'll focus on that and doubling them or doing something. And then also, I think that what he also does is does a tremendous job at halftime adjustments. If they need to make halftime adjustments, I just remember being there and us changing maybe a whole game plan at times based on what the defense is doing to us.
First regular season game during a 2-year stint outdoors. Your general thoughts on the Vikings going outdoors as opposed to playing in the dome over the years?
We're excited. I mean, I think we're all excited. And I think that we're all excited because we're coming home to our home fans, and I think that we've got some of the best fans in the NFL, and we're excited to play in front of them, a home opener. I mean, I know it's a new stadium, but it's our home field for the next 2 years, and I think everybody's excited to be coming home and get that energy, the 12th man, so to speak, and feed off of that.
This week, just in general, over the next couple of years, how do you think you can turn that into a home field advantage playing outside versus the Metrodome?
Well, I think you play a majority of your games outside anyway, and I know that we haven't done it here in a long time, but at the same time, I think as it gets colder, I think these guys adapt to the elements well, and, you know, we have a lot of cold games later on in the year anyway, so it's just football, and that's what we do, and you got to get ready for the cold, and that's the fun part of the game, too, as the seasons start to change, as you deal with the elements.
And one more Tom Brady question. Besides playing golf, what other things have you maybe done socially with him? Have you ever gone on vacation, or maybe you can talk about what you've done as friends with him?
I mean, we do what friends do. You know, we play golf, we've played basketball, we've gone out to dinner, we do all those kind of things. Thanks, guys.